أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to remember Allah, to make Allah dhikr abundantly. And there it was explained that was in between that when Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala had sent to us such a great personality, our Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to revere and to have the utmost respect and love for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this was a great ni'mat of Allah, and it only behoves a Muslim that when Allah grants him ni'mat, he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. After all these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes some of the qualities of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna arsalnaka shahida. Certainly we sent you as a shahid, we sent you as a witness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a witness in some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides being a witness over us as his community, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness over other nations and other communities. It comes in a hadith that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Hazrat Nuh alayhi salat wa salam, and Allah ta'ala will call him to testify that he delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his people. His people will deny having received any message from Hazrat Nuh alayhi salat wa salam. In one narration, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give testimony. Obviously, these people will not want to accept the testimony of the ummah, because we had come many, many years after Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his people have left this world, and that will be the objection, that how can we accept the testimony of people that were never there. So then this ummah will say that our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam had informed us, and obviously Allah had informed us through the Quran Kareem, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will give evidence. That is one aspect of being a shahid, one aspect of being a witness and giving evidence in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is that in certain narrations once a week, certain narrations on a daily basis, the amal, the deeds of this ummah reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah will use that to give evidence in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that will be insofar as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own ummah is concerned. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very directly, that everyone, there will be witnesses, and you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will also be a witness over your own people. Second quality, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمُبَشِّرًا. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mubashir. Mubashir, a bringer of glad tidings, a giver of glad tidings. And hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his entire life, when we open the treasures of ahadith, we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously gave glad tidings to those who had brought iman in Allah and those who practiced righteously. And this was the system of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To this extent we find in the hadith also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bashiru, give glad tidings. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also gave us the various aspects of the virtues of carrying out the various deeds. But at the same time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nadhira. He is the nadhir. And nadhir means the warner. That person that does not bring iman, or one who brings iman and does not practice, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also warned. Now on few occasions we discussed this word nadhir, this warning of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have explained that it was just not to warn a person and feel that one had fulfilled the responsibility and duty of warning. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the warner and this quality of being the nadir, then it was a great deal of love, great deal of compassion, great deal of kindness, great deal of concern in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warn those who had not brought iman or those who had brought iman and did not practice. So both the qualities we find, and we will find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both type of ahadith. One, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us virtue, and the other, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns us. The next quality of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِي. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had sent you as the da'i, we had sent you as the inviter, إِلَى اللَّهِ, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being the inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a very difficult task. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِإِذْنِهِ, by the order, by the command of Allah. That when it was the order and the command of Allah, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the task of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam easy. And we found that from the very first day, when Allah called him to proclaim the Tawheed and the Oneness, and Allah called him to invite people towards Allah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had begun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, call and warn your close family relatives. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to Mount Safa, and from that day onwards, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued this mission of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps something that we have forgotten, a responsibility that Allah has put on our shoulders also, that we need to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa sirajam munira, and Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we sent you as sirajam munira. Siraj refers to a lamp, and munir, something that is illuminated. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an illuminated lamp. And that refers, according to most of the commentators, refers to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some also say that in Siraj al-Munira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart was of such a nature. One is the sun. Like Allah Ta'ala says, Shamsa, وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا, Allah had made the sun like a lamp. But the difference between the sun and that of the lamp is that the lamp can be on all the time. And here illuminated, never short of oil, never short of fuel, always glowing. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to show us a very, very important aspect. That when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam invited, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam invited with his words, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam invited with his traits and his character. And obviously, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's fares, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's good, and the benefit from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The very first beneficiaries of that was obviously the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and then thereafter the balance and the rest of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One, he is the shahid, that is, he will bear testimony, he will give evidence. Wa mubashshira, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a bringer of glad tidings. Wa nadhira, with a great deal of concern and love, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned. Wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'idhni, and he invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the order and the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa sirajam munira, and Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam's heart was a sirajam munir, and that is an illuminated lamp. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us those qualities by which we appreciate the greatness and the beauty of our Nabi Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.